the building block of numbers, 9 being most powerful, 10, 11, 12, they all become double digits. They can be reduced to a single digit. The highest single digit, 9, and representing submission. That 9 by itself is a miraculous number. And that after the 9 comes a Nuh, which the Abd enters into the oceans of submission. It's not a coincidence that Ramadan is on the 9th month. That has to do with the oceans of taslim and the oceans of submission, in which the servant cannot reach that reality without Allah's ni'mat and rahmat. That I want to dress you from these realities that Allah teaching Prophet teaching Ulul Amr, Atiullah, Atiya Rasul, Ulul Amri Minkum, that I want to dress you from these realities and the oceans of taslim. As soon as you enter into the 9th month, you're entering into the oceans of submission. And what Allah wants for us to reach that ni'mat and the ultimate dress of rahmah and mercy is Sawm Ramadan. It means that you begin to fast, because that dress is not something we can achieve by amal. It's the highest reward for a non-action amal. Where Allah says, I want to dress you from these realities, don't do anything. Make now an abstaining and abstinence from everything so that we can dress you from these powers, dress you from these qudras. And then Mawlana Shaykh teaching the Surat al-Qadr for Laylat al-Qadr. Means that Laylat al-Qadr is 9 letters. And Allah teaching us within Holy Qur'an that these 9 letters represent the reality of that 9 that we're trying to reach to the Qadr. Laylat al-Qadr. In the surah, it's 9 huruf. Because our people come and say, we don't know what day this is, you don't know what day it is. But the people of Marifah, they know everything that Allah wants them to know. They are not blind and they're not going through things blind. That's the concept of ma'arif. The people who know according to their darajats, there is a higher knower upon every knower. But from just the basic understandings of taslim and qudra, anzalnahu fi laylatul qadr means that those 9 letters appear 3 times in that surah. Allah wants us to know, it's all coded, that 9 times 3 is 27. It is on the 27th of Ramadan, because it is a bab, it's a gate. That 27 has a tremendous secret. It is the reflection of a heavenly gate, which is at 72. And both of them, 2 plus 7, become 9. Everything, every, what do you call it? Every component of every multiple of 9 reduces itself back to 9. 9 times 3, 27, 2 plus 7 become 9. 9 times 4, 36, 3 plus 6 becomes 9. Means the fusion with this Bahru Qudra, with this entity of Muhammadan light, is so powerful that anything that multiply is the reality of fusion. When you multiply yourself by that number, it will reduce itself back to that number. Means when you multiply into the ocean, when you come for the fana of this Bahru Qudra, which is the Muhammadan light, anything that enters into that will reduce itself to the Muhammadan light. That's why one light plus one light is one light. There can be no two. The world of form has multiple. The world of light, it always goes back to Allah's oneness. La ilaha illallah, we can never reach its manifestation, its mirroring image is Muhammadun Rasulullah. Means Allah wants to dress us from these realities. There are 3 nines in every month. So Surat al-Qadr is describing the Laylat al-Qadr is the power of 9 huroofs to the reality of 9, three times in the surah for us to understand everything is perfectly numbered and the gate that you're looking for is based on 27. But every month has three nines. The ninth of the month, the 18th of the month, and the 27th of the month. Nine, and the one and the eight, nine, and the two and the seven, nine. Means there are three qadrs in every month. Because every month has its tajalli, every month has its reality, every month has its huruf. Every day of every month has a huruf. The white days are the beginning of the month moving towards the fullness of the moon. The dark days after the fullness of the moon, the retreating of the moon from the light of the sun, means then the waning moon, because that light is going. Means they teaching us that in every month there are three qadrs. So then what Prophet ﷺ described for Ramadan? That the first 10 days is a mercy. Why? Because that's the first qadr. Up to the first nine, you've been dressed from the Bab al-Rahmah. The Bab al-Rahmah that they taught us in Surat al-Tawbah, the Surah 9, because now you're, this is from the realities of the Ahlul Nine, the people of Qudra and power. That Allah is addressing from Tawbah, because you have to make a Tawbah and there's no Bismillahir Rahmanir Raheem on Surat al-Tawbah. Means that don't come asking that Allah don't let us to reach, means Bismillah Allahu Akbar, to be sacrificed and all bad characteristics to be taken away. So Ahlul Tawbah teaching us that you want to come into this Rahmah, the first 9 days of that will be the Bab al-Rahmah and dressing. And then as soon as the ninth night becomes a Laylatul Qadr, has a, its own dress of understanding, a Qadr comes, changes the tajalli. Now the second 10 days of Ramadan is based on Bab al-Maghfirah. If you came and made your tawbah with a sincere tawbah that, Ya Rabbi, let me to lose my thought, let me to lose my characteristics, let me to vanish and to be nothing and to destroy all these bad characteristics, Allah takes us into the second oceans of power, the second qadr, which is our the days of maghfirah. Alhamdulillah, within tonight or tomorrow night, depending upon what people believe that they started their Ramadan, these are the oceans of maghfirah. Means who's Allah's rahmah? It's Sayyidina Muhammad. That first ocean of power, Allah opens us into the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad's light, Nurul Muhammadi. That the rahmatan lil alameen, all of what awliya Allah are teaching us, that when they are oppressors to themselves, if they come to you, Ya Rasulullah, that you pray for them for their forgiveness. That is the power of Ramadan. That Allah wants to dress us from these qadrs, wants to give us these maqams and these lights and these darajats, but most of all wants us to be with Sayyidina Muhammad. Otherwise, what's the purpose of Allah giving all creation of samawati wal ard for Prophet to be alone? The greatness of the creation is the kingdom I give you, that these are all inside your kingdom. But they have to be dressed by their darajats, dressed by these realities, and Allah then dressing and granting that mercy. If you are been opened into the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad, then the second power comes, and the second 10 days, which is the days of forgiveness. That through the fasting of the second 10 days, the Prophet is making an intercession upon the soul. That fixing all of its impurities, fixing all of its incorrectness, and asking Allah for forgiveness, asking Allah for forgiveness, and for the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad, no doubt in our heart that Allah accepting what Prophet is asking. Because this is very small compared to what Prophet is in control of. But for us to come into that reality means keeping the honor of Islam and the izzat of Ramadan is showing the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad. All the world is astonished that how these 2 billion people fasting and they uphold the flag of their Prophet. They keep the honor of Sayyidina Muhammad. because they don't know Allah. But they see these Muhammadiyun, that how they're so strong, how much rahmah they have, that they fast these days and they accomplish these mercies. And this is Allah's ni'mah, this is Allah's rahmah upon us, that for the love of Prophet Allah allows our souls to enter into these realities, to be dressed by these realities. And on the 18th becomes the third qudra, the dressing that month. Itqu min an-nar means freedom from hellfire. If you've been dressed by the rahmah, granted Allah's maghfirah, then Allah what? You're free from hellfire, means that the place that your soul was going to occupy in Jahannam, it will be exchanged with your place in paradise. And that's why then they call those are the nights of Qadr, where Prophet asked that in the last 10 days of Ramadan, make i'tikaf. Why? So that you can be dressed by these qudra, blessed by these qudra, and Ahlul Marifah, their whole life is i'tikaf. Their whole life is a life of constantly isolating themselves to enter into these oceans of power. But what Prophet wanted is that for all the ummah who's not taking the way of tafakkur and not taking the way of i'tikaf, at least the last 10 days of Ramadan, enter into that i'tikaf. And Mawlana describes that the realities of i'tikaf, the way of tafakkur, the way of muraqabah, is Allah describes is like a seed. If you hold a date seed, we are eating the dates. If you look at the date seed, the most miraculous thing that you can look at, how Allah can open this amazingly hard seed, and from this seed a plant will appear, and from that plant an entire tree with all its fruits, and may give thousands of fruits for its generation of its existence. And Allah says, is that harder, the date seed harder to open, or your heart and the dressings and the blessings I want to put upon your soul? But most of humanity, they keep themselves like a seed, and they walk around with that seed all their life, and they're wondering, how come this seed didn't become a tree, and how come this tree is bearing no fruit? And the Ahlul Marifah come into our life, that these are the days and these are the times that make i'tikaf. Slow your work down, what are you working so hard for? That go into yourself, go into your heart, go into your realities, otherwise your seed will always be a seed. That seed has to enter into the dirt. Allah gave what dirt? The teen. I created your body from dirt. Go back into yourself, plant yourself inside your heart, go into your heart. That is the planting of our seed. As soon as we plant within ourselves, then the water of zikr, the water of salawat on Prophet allows the fruit to begin to grow. If that fruit grows, it becomes a tree. If that tree grows, gives fruit that everybody can eat from and be blessed from and take its benefit from. That is the realities of Qadr. That is the reality of Ahlul Tafakkur. When people are not understanding, they don't understand that what Prophet was giving. Means why he asked in Ramadan to make tafakkur and make i'tikaf. Because knowing the majority of people, they won't do it in their life. But at least in this one state of sawm and fasting, that take its maximum benefit and go within yourself, plant the seed within yourself, water it and nourish it with zikrullah and salawat on Sayyidina Muhammad so that we can begin to feel its fruits, see its fruits, and people to eat from its fruits. And that's what Prophet wanted for us. So when the people say that, is there tafakkur in Islam? It's the i'tikaf of Ramadan. And the people of Qadr, their whole life is that reality. And we tried to describe before, but when you put numbers, people get confused. Ahlul Qadr means when Allah dresses a servant, they are from the servants of tafakkur. They spent their whole life planting their seed, finding their errors, finding their mistakes, and going deep within their being, and keeping the company of mashaykh who are all ahle tafakkur, all the people of contemplation. That they are the people of Qadr when they have been prepared and they have been dressed, and then Allah is going to give them Laylatul Qadr. Layla means that they annihilated themselves. The night stands for annihilation. That you're not longer manifesting like the daytime, be like the night and make your manifestation to be non-existent. Means constantly annihilate yourself, constantly efface yourself, constantly criticize yourself, come against yourself and enter into that reality. Then when their whole life is being prepared, 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 what's the reality of Laylatul Qadr? Is that Allah Azza wa Jal, if He dresses that servant from the reality of Laylatul Qadr, their whole life is based on that reality. One of the things people are not understanding, myself included, is that when Allah Azza wa Jal gives, Allah Azza wa Jal never takes away. When Allah Azza wa Jal dresses that servant from Laylatul Qadr, from whatever point, if they reached it 10 years ago, they reached it 15 years ago, or they're going to reach it this year, as soon as they reach that reality, they are eternally dressed by that reality. Allah doesn't give a gift 1 year and say, I'm going to give you Laylatul Qadr, and now never again you're going to see Laylatul Qadr. Means these are the servants of Qadr. They are dressed with the noble dress of light upon their soul. Allah has no time. From Malakut, when the order comes that that servant going to reach my Qudra, that soul going to be entered into the oceans of power, they never leave that ocean. They are always in a Laylatul Qadr. And Allah wants us to understand the barakah of these souls is if you take just one day of their understanding. Allah says their one day of Laylatul Qadr is 1,000 months. 1,000 months equals in one day 30,000 rewards. Because 30 days, 1 month. So forget about every day, but just for us to understand that when Allah gives, He gives eternally. But the one day of Ahlul Qadr, Allah wants us to understand the daraja, that when this Abdul Qadr and the servants of my oceans of power, they are like 30,000 of your days. Their one day of five salah, you have to do 30,000 five salahs to equal them. Means you have to make 150,000 salah to equal their one day of five prayers. So when people don't understand why you have to be with these people for barakah, now Allah giving the formula, the numeric value of that barakah. So you want to know barakah? Their five prayers, you got to pray 150,000 prayers to equal their one day. One day. Then Allah, this is the people who don't want to be with them. That you don't see what you're missing from accompanying them, that you have to do 150,000 prayers. And the servant that does accompany them will be dressed by them. So when you pray one set of prayers with them, it's like 150,000 salah been given to you. This is from Allah. If you give that servant $1, it's as if you have to give the person who doesn't believe in these Abdul Qadrs, if you give this person $1, Allah describing, you have to spend $30,000 to equal the $1 you gave this Abdul Qadr. It's the Allah's formula, not ours. And if you did give them $1, what's your reward? $30,000. Because they are the multiples of 30,000. If you gave them $1 in that day, Allah describes by that formula, it's as if you've been given a reward of $30,000. If you make one Allah with them, you make sit with them for one time, say, Allah, the one who's not with them makes 30,000 Allahs to equal their one Allah. This is the formula. Allah says, Salamun here happens to have Fajr, that they have a salam till Fajr. That's just their one day. That I'm giving them 30,000 equivalent. So they're one Allah, you have to make 30,000 Allahs. And the one who accompanies them, why they have barakah? Because as soon as they say one Allah in their presence, Allah dresses them with 30,000 Allahs. Because the Abdul Qadr and the servants of the oceans of power, they don't keep what comes to them. They are like a sun, whatever Allah dress upon their soul, they magnify out towards creation. Whoever sits upon their beach, they dress them from their sun. As this physical dunya sun, it doesn't distinguish. You sit on the beach, you be dressed by the sun, that's an imitated sun. The sons of Qadr means the souls whom Allah dress from this Qadr, they give more generous than that sun. If you eat one luqma with them, one bite with them, like 30,000. If you pray one salah with them, like 30,000. You give $1 to them, like 30,000. That's Laylatul Qadr. That Allah give that every day. And there are darajats. And Allah describes there's another day like 50,000 years. Because the darajats of these Abdul Qadirs and these awliyaullah are infinite in their understanding. Allah gives another dalil in Qur'an that the one day like 50,000 of your years where the angel in the ruh is coming. The angel in the ruh, when Allah describing, when I'm dressing them from Qadr, means that every angel and the reality of what that ruh stands for with every order of mine is dressing upon their soul. Means every amn, every order from Allah dresses their soul. This is what gives their soul majesty and qudra. That's the reality of Laylatul Qadr. And Prophet makes that sweeter, but we won't go in that tonight. That if you make 1 hour of tafakkur, because these are the people of tafakkur, if you make 1 hour of tafakkur, it's like 70 years of worship for somebody else. Means now Prophet sweetened the deal. Allah says 83 years for the whole day. Prophet said for 1 hour of these Ahlul Tafakkur, their 1 hour is like 70 years of your worshipness. 1 hour. 24 hours in a day, because their entire day is worship, even their sleep is worship for Allah. Their entire day, 1700 years. Prophet now increased that barakah and increased that reality. That one day with them, like 1700 years. If you made one prayer with them, Prophet teaching, you have to pray 1700 years. If Allah gives you 1700 years to be one salah with these Ahlul Qadr and Ahlul Tafakkur. You can't be Ahlul Qadr without tafakkur. That's why Prophet said, then make itikaf. You want to reach these realities, then slow your running down, slow your distraction down, go back to where Allah wants you, is in the heart. Because in the heart you make your tafakkur and these realities begin to open. We pray that Mawlana Shaykh give more and more understanding and dress us from Laylatul Qadr, dress us from realities of Holy Qur'an, dress us from the love of Sayyidina Muhammad and from light of awliyaullah. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon, wa salaamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al-Fatiha.